Doorbell rings, he drops a bag outside. When we read the fucking mail, it's a hell of a ride. One for my buddy, two for the show, three orange slices and away we go. Listen to mail, listen to mail. Gilbert and Frank's very amazing colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and we're once again being recorded at Nutmeg with our engineer Frank Fertorosa. And this is Gilbert and Frank's amazing, colossal obsession.
It is. And I'm out of birthday tributes, so there's no one we can malign this week.
Well, we can still malign slander that anti-Semitic Paul Lynn, his homosexual playmate could have called an ambulance, but he let him die.
Unproven.
Yeah.
Not disproven, but unproven. I thought this week we would do some tweets because we haven't talked.
No,
to our...
disproven.
We have not.
It's not unproven. I'm telling you, disproven.
Is that you doing? What's his name? Skippy Rogers? What was his name? What was that guy?
Oh, Amos and Andy.
No. Who was the guy that used to do that you did last week? The guy that said, "Oh yeah."
Oh, that's Timmy Rogers.
Timmy Rogers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, we haven't done a mail. I always say viewer mail. We don't have viewers. We have listeners. And we haven't talked to our fans on social media in a while on this show. So here are some questions. Charlie Wilson, any chance of getting Ed Wood alum Conrad Brooks?
I saw that.
On the podcast.
I saw that tweet.
Yeah,
that would be.
Conrad Brooks. You remember Conrad Brooks?
Yeah.
The guy that played Kelton the cop died, Paul Marco.
Oh.
In Plan 9 from Outer Space. I guess Conrad Brooks is still around.
Yeah, that might be a really good one.
Should we chat? Should we?
Oh, sure.
Should we look into him? God knows. Here's a guy, Reed Hawkins, tweets to say, "Hey guys, I saw a movie on TCM with Lon Chaney Jr., Hillbillies in a Haunted House."
Yeah, I've
can you comment?
Heard
worst
of
movie
it.
Ever?
I've heard of it, and I don't think I've seen it. I think it would be too sad even for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know every Lon Chaney Jr. movie?
Yeah, I know most of them. I know of it. But I don't know if I ever... It might be one of those things I saw when I was 3,
uh-huh,
when they would show every single movie on TV.
Okay, here's a gentleman named... His Twitter handle is Immortality Project. I guess that's his... I don't know if this his project, his business. He's quoting the Bogdanovich episode we did. "My name is Jack Ford, and I make Westerns."
Yes.
And he writes Goosebumps.
That was a great moment.
We got a lot of nice tweets and a lot of nice Facebook posts about the Bogdanovich episode.
Yeah. It always surprises me, people's reactions.
Yeah, especially Bill Schaefer writing, "Gilbert was on his best behavior with Peter Bogdanovich." People expect the worst from you. Dean Norton.
Yeah.
You guys need to do a small show on Henry Mancini and the movies he scored, like Hatari. Oh,
yeah, Henry Mancini.
We should do a Henry Mancini episode.
Henry Mancini also did these early horror and science fiction films.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know if he did...
When he was first starting.
Yeah, I don't know if he did Creature of the Black Lagoon, but he did a bunch of these low-budget horror and science fiction films.
Wow.
Yeah.
This I did not know about
and,
Henry Mancini.
Oh, and I met Henry Mancini. I don't know. I was doing some special at, what's his name? Phil Collins was doing a special.
Gilbert Gottfried was on a Phil Collins special?
I was on it with, what's her name? Former Miss America.
Betty Furness?
No. the
Vanessa Williams.
No, yes.
Did you sing Invisible Touch? You were on this Phil Collins special.
And Henry Mancini stopped by the set.
Oh, Paul Rayburn is here, our researcher. Mancini. What do you got, brother?
joined Universal Studios in 1952.
Go right into the mic, my friend.
Yeah. Did you say Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yes, yes. Right. I was right!
Wow!
Also, The Creature Walks Among Us. It came from outer space.
Say it into the mic, Paul.
Which one?
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so we got Creature from the Black
Lagoon.
Well, Lagoon.
Say again. Tell him again how I was right.
Gilbert said, Henry Mancini, how am I doing?
Yes.
Very good.
The score for Creature from the Black Lagoon, and Gilbert was right. This
yeah.
is
yes.
proven. This
yeah.
is
yes.
proven. The creature walks among us. It came from outer space. Tarantula, This Island Earth, and the Glenn Miller story. What's
well,
that?
That's a horror film
that
in its own
very
right.
Scary.
Was that one of those
Steve
it
Allen.
Was, I was on the edge of my seat.
No, not Steve Allen. That
Orson
one was
Touch of Evil.
Jimmy Stewart.
Wow.
And many, many, many more.
I didn't know he
scored Baby Elephant Walk. That's in Pink Panther.
Pink Panther. Yeah, I didn't know he scored all those horror films. That's cool stuff.
Yeah, that is cool stuff.
Speaking of the creature from the thank you, Paul, for that interlude. Speaking of Creature from the Black Lagoon,
oh.
Rico Browning is still alive.
Oh.
The Gill Man.
Well, oh, my God.
Should we call him?
Yes.
Get him in here?
Now.
Thank you, Paul.
Blake
Edwards.
Yeah. Here's an old joke. What did Blake Edwards say when he found out that his aunt just died? Dead aunt.
That's a joke that should stay old. Wow. Sean, where do you pick up these things? Sean Tomes, or Thomes, I think it's Tomes, like the River Thames. Could you guys talk about Under the Rainbow, the Chevy Chase, Carrie Fisher comedy?
Oh, we were talking about that with Chevy Chase.
We loved it as a kid. We did talk to Chevy
about
that.
Yeah, and he was talking, they were drunken farting
right.
dwarves.
And you shared the famous Hollywood urban myth about the shadow of the
yes.
of the hanged munchkin.
It's believed
yeah.
that in one scene in Wizard of Oz, a munchkin hung himself and you could see his body hanging from the tree.
Yeah, remember Chevy?
And,
he
and
broke
I guess
him up.
The cameraman missed it because they're so small. So,
it also yeah. never happened. Codename Gary7. That's a good Twitter handle. He writes to us a lot. Oh, this is too good. Lon Chaney Jr., John Carradine, Bela Lugosi, and Tor Johnson. Is that the Black Sleep? The Black Sleep. He recorded it off of his television.
And I think Akim Tamaroff is in it.
Akim Tamaroff.
Akim Tamaroff. Yeah, that...
The Black Sleep.
It was a movie. It was fun. Not as much fun as it should have been.
Right.
Yeah, there were a lot of slow parts.
There's some, Drew Friedman sent me some photographs. There were some great photos of them having lunch in the commissary.
That was more entertaining than the movie.
All of them.
In fact, I heard people were complaining. They would come in with their scary makeup on, and these people were losing their appetite.
Really?
Yeah.
I urge people to go on Google it.
There's one where Tor Johnson's head is sticking through the table,
yeah.
and Lugosi, Carradine, and Chaney all have knives and forks.
Yeah, it's
like
weird.
But it's
candid shots where they're just reading menus.
Oh,
they're
my ordering, God.
It's
yes.
odd. Our friend Mark Talley, he's a big fan of the show. I just got through listening to Gilbert sing Tie a Yellow Ribbon with Tony Orlando. Very sorry. I was in on that one, too. And I can't stop laughing. Thank you for that. We appreciate that. Mark, this is a nice compliment from Timothy Roach. With 100 great episodes, the Bogdanovich episode tops them all.
Yeah.
So many great stories.
And, yeah, that was that one where Cecil B. DeMille wanted to get rid of, I think, Joseph Mangovich.
Well, he wanted him to sign a loyalty.
He was ready to get rid of him. And that's when John Ford spoke up.
And what makes that story extra interesting is that Ford's politics were very
Such
much to the,
total
to the right.
Pro-conservative. And he said, I'm John Ford. I make
Jack
wish.
Ford.
I'm Jack
yeah.
Ford.
Yeah.
Jack Ford. That's yeah. what made it so great.
Yeah.
He said, I'm Jack Ford, and I make westerns.
And I don't like you, CJ.
Yes. Yes.
I don't like what you said here
yeah.
today. Yeah, I think Robert Wool told us the same story
yeah.
on the podcast.
And I had heard that story before.
It's a good one, worth repeating. Big Daddy, and he's got a great Rankin Bass image. What do you call that? Twitter. It's got a name for that thing that's escaping me. Did I hear Stuart Margolin will be on the show?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
He agreed. I can't wait for Stuart Margolin.
We're looking forward to him. He was on our short list early in the game. You need to ask him about the Monkees and Kelly's Heroes.
Ooh.
Which with Kelly's Heroes with Clint Eastwood and I believe Don Rickles.
Yes. And I want to ask him basically about Death Wish because he's the Western guy who gives Charles Bronson a gun as a gift.
Right. Right, right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. I want to ask him about Love American Style.
Oh, I remember I was on a radio show, and the host of the radio show said, hey, remember there used to be that actor? He was always good at leering. And I said, Stuart Margolin?
It could have been Frank Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's you again.
Jeffrey, we're looking forward to Stuart next week. Jeffrey Grant writes, rest in peace, Janet Waldo, the voice of Judy Jetson.
Oh!
She passed away. She was also the voice of Josie, of Josie and the Pussycats.
Wow.
She did a lot of voiceovers.
Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on Twitter at RealGilbertACP, and on Instagram, Gilbert Podfried. You see, it's kind of a pun on the last name. Yeah, skip it. Also, visit our terrific new website, GilbertPodcast.com for the latest news, episodes, synopsis, behind-the-scenes photos, and videos and other cool stuff. And if you like the show, and you know you do, please rate and review us on iTunes. Can't you see we're starved for affection? For the love of God!
Here, Rob Dunn writes, let's see. I blame this purchase on you. And he took a picture of the swimmer and of Mice and Men.
Yes!
So there you go.
I picked both of those movies to discuss with Robert Osborne on Turner Classic Movies.
That's right.
And we presented The Swimmer, the original Chaney, Burgess Meredith of Mice and Men.
Right.
And Freaks and The Conversation.
All good choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun to do.
I get a lot of these things, people blaming us for like somebody will take a picture of Skidoo and say, you owe me $10. I like this tweet from Artemis Fowl. But .. I liked Yellowbeard. We're sorry to hear that.
Yellowbeard was Bluebeard. He was turned on by people pissing on his face. So they made a movie called Yellowbeard.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Jeez, I learned so much on this show, too.
In fact, I think Yellowbeard ran out when Paul Lynn was having a heart attack.
I'll just keep going. Someone called The Color of Spring. I love these Twitter handles. You guys, one of my comfort movies, they're still doing comfort movies, God bless them. Yeah. The Story of Mankind.
Oh, my God.
An all-star
God,
flop.
Yes.
And yes, Chico needed the money. For sure on that one. We should maybe devote an episode to The Story of Mankind.
Yes. And they
it's
had
wretched.
All three Marx brothers separately.
Yeah.
That was like...
Well, Harpo was Isaac Newton.
Yeah.
And I think Groucho was Peter Minuit, who
with Pocahontas.
Somebody. No. I can't say. One of them was Peter Minuit, who bought...
Yeah, I think one of Groucho's current wives at the time, you know, this wife who was like 18.
It would be Melinda's mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was there as the Indian princess.
Oh, it was Melinda's best friend, the one he married. And it was weird and creepy. Did you see this? I will retweet it. Did you see Russell's bat signal with the orange?
Oh, yes.
The orange rind. Russell, wonderful job. I'll retweet it. It's great. He made a bat signal out of an orange rind. Winding this one down. A lot of people corrected us. It was Bluebeard, not Blackbeard, the Richard Burton Strangler movie. We can always count on corrections. Keddie Kedio Galati. Kedio Galati. That's quite a name. All-star cast flops. How about Caligula?
Oh, Mike, yes.
That
with,
one's just depressing. Malcolm McDowell?
Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah. And also John Gielgud.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a bunch of people. It was Bob Guccione, the Penthouse publisher.
Yeah.
Apparently lured all of these respected British actors. I think who else is it? Helen Mirren's in it.
Oh.
And Peter O'Toole.
I can honestly say I worked with Malcolm McDowell.
On SNL.
Yeah.
We got to get him.
As terrible as any of the other shows.
We got to get him. I like this one. Trinity Vidori. Trinity Vidori. You fool! It saddens me that Gilbert doesn't have Seinfeld and Larry David money. How does he know you don't?
Yeah, you don't know how much it saddens me.
but I'm thankful because then you wouldn't have interviewed Peter Marshall.
Oh,
so
well,
I like
Peter Marshall, but he's not worth giving up Seinfeld Larry David money.
Right. Here's the last one we'll do, unless you don't have a response to this one. Johnny Pamato. I just watched the bizarre screwball Simone comedy. How did she say her name? She's one that was in
Cat People.
Simone.
I think Simone.
Johnny doesn't live here anymore. And then he writes, Rondo Hatton alert.
Oh, wow.
So there's a Rondo Hatton movie.
Well, any movie with Rondo Hatton's worth it.
Got to look that one up. I will end on this one. I lied. Roger Rains. Hey, All-Star Flops, how about Holy Moses?
Oh, my God.
Which we asked Lorraine Newman about.
Yes.
That's the one with her and...
Was Dudley Moore?
Dudley Moore was... Yeah. He was the lead.
Oh, yeah.
And I think... I want to say Marty Feldman is in that one, who was also in Yellowbeard.
Let's get someone to look this up.
Hey, Paulie.
Paul.
Hey, Paulooch.
Hey, Paulie. Look up.
What do you got?
Look up Holy Moses.
What do you got on Holy Moses?
Holy
but it's spelled
Moses.
Holy with an A W. Lorraine Newman, Dudley Moore.
Talk among yourselves.
Yeah. I want to say Peter Boyle, but I think that's Yellowbeard. Yeah. Yeah.
Holy Moses.
Yeah. Marty Feldman, right?
Wait a minute. This is the band.
No, not the band.
The German thrash metal band.
No, we don't want that.
That's not it. Okay.
We don't want the thrash metal band. And speaking of the mic, my lad.
But if you could sing 99 Luftballons.
99 what?
Luftballons.
Holy Moses, not the German thrash metal band.
Nope.
But
who was in it?
On IMDb. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who's in cast? Top billed cast.
Dudley Moore.
Lorraine Newman.
Yeah, that was her big role.
James Coco.
Oh, James Coco. Always loved him.
We got a rise on that one.
Love him.
Paul Sand.
Oh, okay.
Paul Sand we got to get.
Those are the top guys. Now, the smaller players, there are no small players. Jack Gilford, Dom DeLuise.
Wow.
John Houseman, Madeline Kahn, David Lander, and Richard Pryor. It goes on and on.
Well, oh, yeah, Richard Pryor.
John Ritter.
Yeah.
Old Star Stinker.
That's a good one.
Old Star Stinker. And it's holy. It's W-H-O-L-L-Y.
Yes, directed by, I believe, Gary Weiss, who took
Gary
over.
Weiss.
Yeah, who took
Gary
over the
Weiss.
Short film duties from Albert Brooks on the original
Guy
SNL.
Thomas. Do we know him?
No.
Guy Thomas. Okay.
No.
That's it.
No.
A lot of stars.
That's it. Wow. And one more, a guy tweeted you about Dr. Butcher, M.D.
Oh, yes.
Did you see that one? Living deliciously.
Yeah, that was one of those where I kept saying it was, you know, an Italian production. Oh, look up those names for Dr. Butcher, M.D. Because it's on the film. He calls himself, like, John Martin.
What do you got, Paulie?
So, yeah.
Jump on Gilbert, John Martin. This was that show, that movie we reviewed where you were basically slurring my people.
Yes, with good reason. just see Dr. Butcher.
The one you saw in the defunct movie theater?
I said it was a Guinea horror film.
And that's a subgenre.
Yeah.
Dr. Butcher.
Go to Gil's mic.
Dr. Butcher, who am I looking at? Is he the character?
Dr. Butcher, medical deviant.
Because I searched Dr. Butcher MD film and I got Zombie Holocaust.
That's the same. I think that's the same one.
Is that it? 1980.
Yeah. Okay. Now find the director's name.
Director. Who is the director? Cast. Wait a minute. I don't have the director right away. Do you need the cast?
No. The director. Director.
Zombie Holocaust. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Here we go. Zombie Holocaust. Directed by Marino Girolami.
Ha! Ha!
That sounds Irish.
Am I wrong about these guineas?
Also, Zombie Holocaust, also known as Zombie 3 and Dr. Butcher MD.
Yes.
Gilbert was right again.
Yes.
He's always right. Yeah. We're changing the name of the show to Gilbert is
Always
Right.
Always right.
You want to rap?
Sure. Boom, 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 boom. I usually end the show with a rap.
A little Grandmaster Flash.
About Yellowbeard.
Oh, thank you, guys.
I think
keep
Paul
the tweets
Lynn
coming.
Was paying for a Yellowbeard when he had the heart attack.
Now cut that
the
out.
The guy was peeing on his... Paul Lynn would go a month without shaving, and he would hire a boy to piss on his face.
Oh, no.
It was a yellow beard.
I need to work on my Jack Benny.
And anyway, this has been Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsession.
Thank you, guys. Keep the tweets and the posts coming. We love you.
Listen to me. Just like